USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government could have prevented hundreds of thousands of people from dying around the world by being more transparent about COVID-19 from the start. And Pompeo says the world is learning that lesson.
I'm heartened by this newfound realism. The free nations of the world are starting to understand that China doesn't share those democratic values that we hold dear or their economic interests, and that this matters to the entire world.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is urging the Trump administration to break economic dependence on China. Wall Street futures have been up more than 1% as investors wait to see how bad the latest unemployment filing news will be. It will be released at about 8:30 Eastern time today. Dow futures at last check were up over 1 point at 256 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures both up more than 1.25%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On MSNBC, the Speaker of the House says she's moving forward. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the sexual assault allegations against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are a closed issue, and she's not going to answer questions about the matter anymore.
Do you view this as a closed issue, or what is your response?
Well, it is for me. I have said I am proud to support Joe Biden for president. I believe him when he says it didn't happen, but I also believe him when he said let them look into the records, and that's what they should do. But I'm not going to answer this question again. I will just say I have every confidence that Joe Biden will be a great president of the United States.
A retired NFL superstar has been caught up in a Medicaid scandal in Mississippi. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre facing questions, though currently not charges, for his role in a massive Medicaid misspending scandal in Mississippi. A state audit revealing that the state's Department of Human Services and several nonprofits misspent about $94 million in Medicaid money. It also showed that Favre was paid just over $1 million to make speeches he never gave. Auditors in Mississippi say they're sending their findings to Congress to see if the state would be sanctioned for that misspending.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.